Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener Salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey folks, this is Jason Lewis, the producer of the From the Shadows podcast. I just want to remind you about our website, fromtheshadowspodcast.com. We have a Facebook page. We would appreciate it if you like and follow. Also, join our discussion group on Facebook called After the Shadows. We have a Twitter feed. Please follow us on Twitter. It can be found with @podcast_from. Follow us on Instagram at From the Shadows Podcast. We have a YouTube channel. Go to the search bar on YouTube and put From the Shadows Podcast and please subscribe to that channel. We are also on the Odyssey Radio Network and we can be found there at odyssey1.com. We're still on the traditional podcatchers that everybody loves to listen to us on. We get a lot of feedback, so please rate the podcast and communicate with whether you're on Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or Google Podcasts. We're there, and we appreciate it when you leave comments for us. Well, that's all I have for you right now, folks. And thanks for being a part of the From the Shadows podcast family. So with that being said, let's get this episode started.
Hey, this is Shane, the host of From the Shadows podcast, and I'm here with Jason, the super producer.
Greetings, everybody.
And the one and the only resident skeptic, the Ozark Howler.
Hey, I'm here. I got a story for almost everything, you know, because I was on the street for almost 30 years. So I got a story for everything. So if you got a subject, send it to From the Shadows podcast and I'll tell you a story about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And for those new listeners, the Howler has 30 years of being a sheriff, a highway patrolman, air marshal, Homeland Security. And probably a lifetime of just being an all-around funny dude. So
redneck, man. Redneck.
Redneck. So with that, thanks for welcoming us onto the Odyssey Radio Network, and we hope that you enjoy the show.
Shane Grove here, author of the From the Shadows book series, now available on Amazon and Amazon Kindle. There are 3 different books available in the series, Volume 1, Volume 2, Return of the Lizard Man, and a very special screenplay edition, which includes both Volume 1 and Volume 2 in screenplay format. So if you're a fan of Bigfoot, Lizard Men, The X-Files, Government Conspiracies, or Mysterious Men in Black, then please check out my book series. And if you like the books, please feel free to leave me a great review. If you don't like them, I'm sorry, there is no money-back guarantee. However, if you would like an autographed copy, please contact me on the From the Shadows podcast social media pages. And remember, never shy away from what may be lurking in the shadows.
So we're getting ready for Halloween here. I keep seeing, you know, pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns, candy, spiders, I'm walking through spider webs on people's porches delivering mail. What's going on, man? I mean,
well, first of all, they haven't got the message. Big government canceled Halloween.
They canceled Halloween.
Okay. Oh, they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
Well, just because you know, there's an old adage you say, just because you can, don't mean you should. But big governments have been canceling Halloween all month. because of COVID.
It doesn't make any sense, man. This is the one time where everybody wants to wear a mask.
Right.
So why now? Why are they going to cancel the one holiday?
You know,
to wear a mask.
I don't know. All I know is that's one good thing about it, being an adult. I get to just buy candy whenever I want now. I just got done eating some. When I was a kid, I had to wait, but now I just get it when I want it.
That, you know what? Now that you say that, that may be the one thing that is good about being an adult.
Yeah.
So we're approaching Halloween. Have you had any great experiences on Halloween night in your law enforcement career? Like stopping a future Jason Voorhees from killing everybody.
Well, you know, to give everybody a background, I graduated Police Academy in 1991, which is almost 30 years ago. So the old guys I worked with and the guys that taught me, they were in their late 40s, early 50s, and they had essentially been on the job 30 years, right? So that rolls it back to 61. So the old guys were from the late 50s. The younger guys were from the mid to late 60s. But and on Halloween, they made all of us work. We had 100% of people had to work on Halloween. And it was because not only 100% of the patrol staff, 100% of the jail had to work. I mean, you had to be full staff on Halloween night for all the people that were supposed to be arrested, because they would tell all these stories about hay bales being burnt, barns being burnt, cars being stolen and burnt. You know, just it's like everybody got even with everybody on Halloween.
It's total mayhem out there in the country.
And they would blame it on the kids. Yeah. So that was the old adage, you know, so-and-so burnt so-and-so's barn down because they were feuding. But then they did it on Halloween, so you didn't know if it was them or the kids, or vice versa. And it was, and nothing ever happened.
Brilliant mastermind. We'll do it.
Halloween. So, and nothing ever happened, right? Well, fast forward, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years. I'm in my mid 20s, I guess. Now that I think about it, I was 25 or 26. I was a brand new state trooper. It was Halloween. I was working in a, you know, pretty rural area in North Missouri, and they called me to a car fire.
And you're thinking, dang, those kids.
Yes. Like, so I go out there in burning. Finally. And burning is almost brand new Mercury Grand Marquis. If you remember the 90s, 80s, 90s.
Oh, yeah.
That was a car. I mean, that was a car, right?
It's like a tank without the torque. Yeah,
big, fancy four-door with spoke wheels, a half vinyl top sitting there smoldering in the heat, you know? And when I say burnt, usually when you'd go out for a car fire as a trooper, it'd be on the highway. It would be something overloaded or something like that, and it'd be an engine fire, right?
Yeah.
This thing looked like it was in the town with Ben Affleck and them. You know what I mean? It was like somebody dumped 5 gallons worth of gas in it and torched it. So what happened is, and at the time, the new license plates were brand new, and they quit. You know, if you're old, you guys are old enough to know, the old license plates were stamped. Remember how they were? They were stamped and then colored. Well, the new ones, if you look at them, are flat, and that's like a almost like a screen print on the top of them, right?
Yeah.
So when it burns up, all you end up with is a flat piece of aluminum. You can't read the numbers. Yeah. And then I couldn't get the numbers off the VIN, and then it just goes, you know, it takes about 2 or 3 hours. They spray all this water on it, and it still takes a couple hours to cool down so you can mess with it, because it's a bunch of hot metal, you know? Can't get the license plates on it. Can't get the VIN off of it. So we just tow it. And then the next day, an old man called and reported his car stolen. So I didn't think nothing of it. Big deal, right? I'll take it at face value. 70-year-old man says his car got stolen. And must have been kids on Halloween. That's exactly what he said. Kids on Halloween, right?
Kids on
Halloween.
Gang meddling kids. Was this Mr. Smithers?
And I was like,
Mr. Yeah, Smith.
And I'm like, you know, he looked like Mr. Magoo. Looked like Mr. Magoo. Little old town in North Missouri, you know. And I thought nothing of it, right? Big deal. Well, there was a state fire marshal that lived up there with pretty close to this area, and how they did things a little different where they had sections of the state, you know, the fire marshal. So he says, hey, we've got a new thing called a voice stress analysis. And do you mind going over there with me and let's try to talk to that guy about this? And I said, are you serious? You're going to, is a 75-year-old man.
Shake down a 75-year-old guy.
Yeah, you know, come on, dude. You know, and this is going to reflect on my deficiencies. I never was a real hardcore person, which is the reason why I'm a fledgling entertainer as opposed to a police captain somewhere. But I just
it's didn't a lot more fun though, right?
Yeah, I guess didn't pay as well, but certainly doesn't have the retirement. But anyhow, I said, yeah, we'll go talk to him. So we go in there, and, you know, I call this gentleman up and said, hey, the fire marshal wants to talk to you a little bit about your car fire, whatever, you know. And well, I told you it was the kids. Yeah, I know, but he just wants to get your side of the story. He, you know, he's got to do a report too. So we go there, and I could see that the disposition of the guy had changed a little bit from just dummy me, just saying, ah, don't worry about it. Yeah, kids do that on Halloween. I heard it my whole career, right? Mm-hmm. I've heard it my whole career, and now I've finally got a Halloween fire, car fire. You know, I finally got one. So the fire marshal's talking to him, and then the fire marshal pulls out. I don't know if you guys have ever seen this voice stress analysis thing, but at the time, it was kind of like a portable breathalyzer. It was almost like a microphone. Right? It was like a microphone with a bunch of LED lights on it, and you're supposed to talk into it, and somehow this, and I'll be honest with you, I think a lot of it's BS, okay? Because a lot of these tools, like any tool, is only as good as the operator, right?
Right.
And anyway, they ask a series of questions in this, and it's supposed to, this little box is supposed to say you were stressed out when you answered this question as opposed to that question, right? But like most of these deals, the buildup is what gets people messed up, especially it messes with the honest people, right? Because as this guy gets this system set up and is telling this guy to talk in the microphone, before he says the second or third word, he stops and says, okay, I did it.
He confesses.
Yes, did it. Yes, I got medical bills. I got this. I'm struggling here. I'm also on Social Security. My wife got sick and passed away. And I bought that new car so we could take some drives out in the country or whatever. And then she passed away, and I'm struggling. And I just waited to Halloween. I took it out there, and I lit it on fire so we could blame it on the kids.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that.
Hey, premeditated it.
I remember telling the guys to say, okay, sit down there. Me and the fire marshal walked outside in the fire marshal, but we got a good case. I said, don't put we in here, man. You got a good case. You're going to arrest this 75-year-old disabled veteran with a dead wife for murder, torching his car. I said, you think the bank? I mean, you know what I mean? Come on. You do it. I'm not going to. He goes, are you serious? I said, I'm serious. I can't handle it, poor guy.
You know, and you know the really sad thing, you know, other than the poor guy, is you waited your whole career for a real.
Yeah, I was bummed out. My whole career, I was going to have a. I was looking at kids, man. I drive through that town looking at those kids riding bicycles. I said, who's the one of these guys? Arsonist. Of course, nowadays, you know, I mean. And now one of them, I get that crosswalk and I'd sit there at the crosswalk and they thought I was stopping for the sign. I was stopping to look at every one of those kids. I'd give them the eyes. They'd know. I got y'all. I know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of you guys took your mom and dad's lawnmower gas and torched that thing. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know you did it. Don't try to deny it.
Yeah.
Hey, they'll be coming around the Hollers jurisdiction and torching old people's cars.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
So,
trick or treat, motherfuckers.
Confess to it, huh?
Trick or treat.
Trick or
treat. Yeah, I tell you, it was a trick, I guess. So then that got me thinking about all the people, all those stories I heard. I thought, you know, 2/3 of them were probably insurance claims.
Probably so.
That, right? And those dumb, hey, and those dummy deputies and sheriffs I used to work for didn't know any different. That or the kids, I think, and we've talked about this about other topics, but I think the kids were probably a lot rougher in the 60s and the 70s than they are today. Oh, right?
Yeah. Well, hey,
my
think
kid
about
would
the
have
people...
to get on YouTube and try to figure out how to start the fire. You know what I mean? There'd be about five of them sitting around with their phones trying to figure out how to start the fire.
Yeah. What's a match?
What's a match? What you do with that?
Well, they'd argue about it. They'd say, this guy starts his with a lighter. And this kid said, no, this guy, he's got 100 million followers, and he starts his with a match. Well, no. This is trending. Lighters are trending. Lighters are trending, and we need to use this. You know?
Well, in the grand scheme of things, I guess it's better than a razor blade and an apple. So you know,
I've never seen one of them.
Well, don't you remember that was
I used to hear about them all the time. Oh yeah, that.
But that was a total. Urban legend, though. There was never a case of a razor blade and an apple.
You know why? You know why there wasn't a case?
What is that?
Because if you just walking through a neighborhood and you got 15 candy bars and one apple, what would you do with the apple?
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Midweek Howl. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.